to stop the video, please just note on the record the timestamp of when it stopped also.
Will do, Judge.
Thank you.
Before I play this, Detective Wheeler, you see on screen a video that's put in front of the jury?
Yes.
Can you just explain and confirm what that is?
That's my patrol vehicle with Chad Daybell sitting in the back section where we have our detainees.
And to confirm also, is this the day of June 9th, 2020?
Yes.
So this is all relative to the search that you've been testifying about already?
Yes.
Thank you.
You understand why that?
Yeah.
So you just stay here with them.
Okay.
Hi. They said I could talk with you and I didn't want you to be able.
Judge, I'm going to stop at 1 minute, 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 17 seconds and ask a question. Detective Wheeler, are you aware of who is the person that has just approached Mr. Daybell in the vehicle?
His daughter, Emma.
I love you so much.
I love you. Glad you came over.
I thought they had taken you downtown already.
I got about to the Fremont County line.
I saw it as soon as you left me.
Again, stopping at 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 38 seconds. Detective Wheeler, can you just explain to the jury the positioning of your patrol vehicle relative to the Daybell property and vantage points that could be seen from where Mr. Daybell is sitting as he sits now?
So we're parked on the south side of the residence. I believe the road is 200 north. So we're just south of the residence and facing west. And so if he were to look right outside of that open door, he would be looking at his house.
And from his sitting position, would he have a vantage point to see the pond area in his on his property or the fire pit area on his property?
From that position, he would just have to look over to his right shoulder and out that door, kind of towards the back of the vehicle.
What would he be able to see if he did that?
He'd be able to see the fire pit area for sure.
And to be clear, whose remains were found in the fire pit?
That was Tylee.
I'm going to go ahead and play this continuously for a while, Your Honor.
Chased you down and then they came back.
Ron?
Ron?
Just concerning the car.
Huh?
I know they... Oh, okay.
What's that?
Oh, just about the car.
Oh, we'll take care of the car. We're going
to
take
it. Is she able to get it?
Yeah, you can get that. We may have to go through the car, get arrested in it.
Right.
The thing we got to do. But then
she can have her bananas and her.
I gave him her food.
We'll try to get a car before it's four.
You can eat it.
So, Eric, or Ron, so like my wallet, will that be able for her to pick up, or could I turn that over to her right now?
Is that in the car? Is that here?
It's right here.
But it's up to you. I don't see. Can I look through it? Just
sure. Sure.
He's going to get Mark.
Oh. Is there anything that you're going to need in that?
Well, she'll be running my finances, I suppose. So. That has a little money on it. You could.
Okay. Just, so these are credit cards. So you're good if she just takes them.
Yeah.
Correct.
In the middle drawer on the left side in Mark's room, there's about $9,000 in two white envelopes.
Okay.
So So get that. Yeah, so we'll talk more about car payments and stuff, but you have that password.
I do.
I believe the Hawaiian.
That's this one.
First Hawaiian Bank, if you use that same password for this account, it's Chad Abel. That's what else you think. The producer there. This has nothing on it. It's like $6. That has to go away. So this, okay, in that same drawer. You can grab it. Is a piece of this that was put in here, and it's got a company card, company business card. And so just make sure you get that.
And this is all in Mark's room?
Yeah, I put that in there. There's a like a pamphlet with a guy who's sitting in a car. It's for the Wells Fargo auto loan.
That's the loan that they went on.
Yeah, and so that we'll talk about. So this has, if you go to Telnate, this is the card that's used.
Okay.
And so all you really do, you could probably just sign in as chad.davel or start your own.
I have an account that I've been talking with Lori on.
Okay. But you could use this card. Yeah. And to her if needed.
Okay.
So yeah, she'll need to still have commissary money. Usually puts 30 a week in there. And you can probably talk to her too.
Okay.
I'm trying.
I love you so much.
Cooperate with them as much as you feel. You know what I mean?
I'm stopping at 107.58, Your Honor. Detective, based on your knowledge, at this point that day in the search, had law enforcement asked for any cooperation from Emma?
I can't testify to that because I don't know the extent of that.
Fair enough. Then narrowing it just to you, had you asked her to do anything or ask for any kind of cooperation from her?
No.
Thank you.
They've been kind to us today. I texted John Pryor, so he has my number. He said thank you.
Okay. A lot of the company stuff that pays for the house should just auto pay still out of that company account. No, I left 5,000 in there.
Okay.
If you need some, come find me.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions you have?
I think, well, it sounds like you're not going to be out.
Right.
So I think I'm going to, my landlord texted me just to feel bad for me. I think I'm going to come over here.
That's what I needed you to say, because, yeah, you and Joe.
Stopping at 10904, Detective Wheeler. I just want to reiterate, we just heard that comment about he's not likely going to be out. At that point in time, you had not formally put him under arrest, is that right?
Aside from placing him in handcuffs and detaining him, no.
But you didn't advise him of potential charges or anything like that at that
point? No.
And as far as you know, had any other law enforcement advised him of any specific charges that he may be facing?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Thank you.
And whatever Mark wants to do, he should stay with either.
I'll take care of Mark. I'll take care of Mark. That's the card. I will, Dad. They'll take care of me. They'll take care of you the best they can. Sorry to interrupt.
So keep paying the mortgage out of the company. No, you can probably set it up though. I'm trying to, it's Wells Fargo. In that same pamphlet. The password.
I'll look, but I've had a lot of success with mom stuff, just saying, will you help me? My mom died. I'm pretty sure. Will you help me? My dad's in jail. It's the same.
It should be paid through July 1st.
Okay.
And I think the car is paid through July 15th. So you shouldn't have any bills to worry about. I'm not coming back. So all that stuff that's in the baby room is Lori's and mine. The suitcases you'll see in the box. Just put it in the garage, I guess, after.
Store it, see what happens.
You guys can. Yeah, take that mattress from upstairs, I guess, that you want. Put the books back on the shelf. We're going to make it through. I'm glad we could talk. I'm glad they let you come over.
I started crying as we couldn't go. Well, what do you want to talk to? And he's like, Dana? He said, he's just over there. Like, oh, that changes things. You probably saw us.
Yeah, I was watching. Boy, things will slow down for you guys and get left alone. But yeah, they'll let you move out of there. You just get over here. You get gosh.
Well,
it's still feels better.
I would be moving soon. That's what the spirit was telling me, but I didn't know how it all. I felt like I needed to learn more. And now I get it.
So yeah, this is essentially the house, and we'll talk to John Pryor about the financial arrangement, but you should be fine for a while.
I think long enough to get on our feet.
I have a lot in that account with the other attorney, so that will take care of me for a while, and maybe we just do a refinance on the house or a home equity loan. I don't think it's gonna break us. I think that might be an option there. I might need to authorize putting you on the mortgage.
Account with you? Just probably leave Joe off it.
Yeah, keep me on it with you. And
do you have accounts like that when you're in jail?
I don't know.
I guess this is the part you get to that there's someone else's accounts.
Well, actually, Spring Creek Book Company's office, so you can. We'll manage it that way. Some point along.
And you have you can send things through Amazon to the jail?
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't send you a package, but Amazon, if I ordered it through there, it could get to you.
Yeah.
I'll only do that as you ask for stuff.
Lori would know the Amazon account.
I'll talk to her.
Yeah. Because I have, like, $265 or so in there as gift certificates. So don't pay.
Yeah, I won't.
We'll get it figured out. It's like Cholo 1105. James or loves Elena at iCloud.com, I believe is the that's where they I don't know what they're gonna do with the computers. You could probably it wasn't part of the search warrant.
Do you know, are they leaving the computers?
Well, they were in my bag. They were in the car.
They'll probably hold on to those and try to get them out.
Okay, but things that are currently in the house will likely be left.
I don't know what's been taken out.
Okay.
When we clear from here, whatever's in there.
It'll be left, okay.
I talked to them and told them the bedrooms and do not mess it up. And they didn't seem like they were going to loom it all at all.
Okay.
But yeah, I get Garth and Beth moved and you guys come over here. It'll work out. It's all in the Lord's hands. We'll talk. Use that cellmate. I don't know if I'm Madison or Fremont. I think they're deciding that right now. But
that's what it sounded like. Detective Ball wouldn't, or Lieutenant Ball wouldn't say because he didn't know.
I'm sure Fremont has a cellmate system. So.
Well, at Fremont, when I went in to get fingerprinted to teach, I was like in there, like in the jail. I was like in my like teacher clothes. This is little recent grad. So I don't know what they do.
Sorry, all the neighbors are going to be talking, but you just.
We're okay, Dad.
Well,
we're okay. You raised us that we're independent now with your wallet.
Glad you got that.
We're not Colby.
Right. But yeah, get that money out of there. Probably just put it in your own personal account rather than have the cash laying around. But you need some.
I think they've been okay talking with her. I might not tell Joe about it either.
About the money?
Yeah, no. I have an account that's just in my name. I'm just going to put it in there. Wait.
Well, Garth knows about that money.
Garth doesn't spend this frivolously, Joe.
The checkbooks are in that drawer, too, if needed, but you shouldn't need them. If at some point you feel you need to clear out the Hawaii account or something. You can check my email. I have to check that computer, but my email at Rexburg password is pretty much everything.
Okay.
For the bank or my email. Cholo 1105, but I think I switched to all of those. Yeah, I talked to Lori just for like 2 minutes. So she's aware they were searching.
Was she surprised?
She seemed bothered or disturbed. I mean, yeah, but so yeah, I'll be fine.
I don't know what they told you because I asked Lieutenant Ball, where did you find the human remains? That's what they told me, that they found human remains. And I said, well, there are several dogs that have been buried there. And he said, respectfully, Emma, I can tell the difference of human remains. And I asked, where was it? And he said, over by the pond under that tree, that it was in the ground and had boards over it.
Okay.
But that didn't, Chase and I have walked all over there.
Yeah.
That, and I can see in your face that surprised you. Because they asked, do you want to know what he's charged for? And then they went, well, actually, we don't have it. They said, we don't want to tell you something wrong. And so he told me that what they're looking at is that they found one body with the probable cause. There's likely two. So I asked, are you going to search the property forever until it's found? And he said, well, no, but we're going to look. And he said, because I said, what about, this is the home for my siblings and there's a baby. And he said, if you're not able to get back in tonight, we'll hook them up to the hotel. He said, you're not in trouble.
I think they'll let them back.
I.
There's nothing in the house. They haven't.
Stopping at 1 hour, 19 minutes, and 17 seconds. Detective Wheeler, at that point, to the best that you can recall, was any of the search focused inside of the house?
Not that I can recall.
So the focus, as based on your memory, was all outside of the house?
Correct.
Focused on the house at all?
We've kind of been looking in it from the yard.
Yeah, I mean, Mark gets back. I wouldn't mind.
I think we're okay coming over. We just have to have law enforcement escort us onto the scene. And.
We'll make it through.
Mark deals with trauma weird that he just acts vaguely unimpressed. So I called him and said, Dad got arrested, and he said, well, I guess I should come home. Yeah, Mark, you should.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to go.
I don't want to. Joe is home. He's home and he has Chase. Garth and Seth went in Garth's car to pick up Mark.
So if you can get that.
A couple seconds.
Okay. Yeah, just in the. Let Mark use the Equinox or however you rearrange the cars. Yeah, it's all a matter of timing. It seemed to come together. But I love you.
Love you very much. Thank you for letting me speak with her.
Just when that cellmate wants I'm available to talk, we can talk. So, thank you. Love you.
Stopping at 121.16, for the record, I'm going to advance to 121.36. Detective Wheeler, I just invite you to watch carefully what Chad does, and I'm going to stop and let you explain any significance to that. Stopping at 121.47. Detective, what direction is Mr. Daybell looking when he just turned his head and looked back?
It appears to me he's looking over to the fire pit area.